News from Elephant and Castle. Knock-off gear sent to Africa, boots and all. Hundreds of pairs of knock-off Nike trainers and UGG boots, confiscated from a market trader, are now on their way to help people without shoes in Africa. The stallholder at Elephant and Castle Market was flogging 550 pairs of Nikes and 200 UGG boots for £25 a pop, when Southwark Trading Standards seized the fakes worth a street value of £18,750. Magdalena Mazagloka, 35, of Mitcham, was convicted of trademark offences at Camberwell Green Magistrates on April the 29th and given a six-month conditional discharge and ordered to pay £500. Meanwhile, the fake footwear was forfeited to Southwark Council, who gave the haul to the National Police Aid Convoy, NPAC, a charity devoted to providing less fortunate people with clothing and medical equipment. The furry winter boots and sports trainers have been debranded and are now in a shipping container on their way to Zambia and Uganda, to communities where people are so poor that they can't afford footwear. Lots of the children and adults have no shoes of any description, so you can imagine what it feels like for them to actually have a pair of shoes, said Wanda Adams of NPAC, who says a lot of the trainers will go to young aspiring football players. Although temperatures peak in the summertime, the winter and the rainy season are cold and wet, making shoes important to keep people warm and dry. Once the rain comes, it's cold and muddy and very wet, and it's also cold at night, even now, said Wanda. This donation from Southwark Council is greatly appreciated and will go to people who most need in Zambia, said David Scott, a retired Nottinghamshire police inspector and chairman of NPAC. While counterfeit goods have no place on Southwark's high streets, once debranded, they'll be invaluable to people in great need, rather than profit earners for irresponsible traders, said Councillor Michael Situ, Cabinet Member for Community Safety.